That was Crawland, the Reluctant Cosmonaut remix from Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns, the Reluctant Cosmonaut mixes. I would like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 10th. The host, Vancouver Canadiens, scored four runs in the bottom of six against the Eugene Emeralds as Adrian Pinto hit a grand slam off Tommy Kane, which was ultimately the winning hit as the Canadiens edged the Emeralds 5-4 in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. Meanwhile, the visitors Spokane Indians defeated the Tri-City Dust Devils 5-2 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, while the Everett Aqua Sox and host Hillsboro Hops went back and forth in innings 9 and 10, where the Hops walked off the Aqua Sox 5-4 in 10 innings at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. On August 11th, Everett jumped Hillsboro with three runs in the top of 10th to win 7-4. Eugene thumped Vancouver 15-4 with runs in six of nine innings, and Spokane edged Tri-City 2-1. There were three venue changes on August 13th. The visitors Vancouver blanked Spokane 5-0 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Hillsboro jumped the host Eugene 7-1 at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon, and Everett exercised the visitors Tri-City 8-2 with five runs in the bottom of first at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On August 14th, Eugene grounded Hillsboro 5-1, Spokane blanked Vancouver 3-0, and Everett jumped Tri-City 7-2. On August 15th, Spokane shellacked Vancouver 13-0 with runs in six of nine innings. Eugene thumped Hillsboro 10-0 with five runs in the bottom of eighth. And Tri-City grounded Everett 7-1. Three games are on tap tonight. Hillsboro continues in Eugene at 6:35. Vancouver renews in Spokane Valley, also at 6:35, and Tri-City resumes in Everett at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current Northwest League standings, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, who won the first half, are also first in the second half at 30-15 as an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 26-19. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 21-24. There is a tie for fourth place, shared between the Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, and the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, as both share 20-25 records. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are last at 18-27.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is the Dead Souses, Chain and Stakes. Here is Father John.
Father John was a filthy man, but he loved his God. Sitting by his window late last night, he sang a song about the ways he put them wicked ones away. And on the other side of the mountains where they lay. The other side of the mountains where they'll stay. Rumors on the street, well, I hear they're coming true. That filthy man, he caught them, put them on loose. Cause every word he said, the people laid out. One crying word could be dead. Just one crying word could be dead. When the crew came riding through, they rounded her up down, young boys chased them through the slough. I heard one drown while the others hung around. Father John caught his prey.
Sorry, the computer too just shut down on me. I'm very sorry about this. The sixth act, the Dead Souses, Father John, Chain and Stakes, just went off the air because the two computers that form the computer two tandem just shut down. I would like to update the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of men's senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many players playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. Game 3 between the 3rd seed Langley Thunder and 2nd seed Maple Ridge Barrage was on August 10th, where Langley Thunder struck the host Maple Ridge 11-8 at Planet Ice, Cam Neely Arena, to grab a 2-1 series lead. On August 11th, the top seed Victoria Shamrocks doubled up the 4th seed visitors New West Salmon Bellies 8-4 at the Q Center in Colwood to get ahead in their series 2-1. On August 12th, Langley bested Maple Ridge 7-6 at Langley Event Center as the Thunder eliminated the Barrage by winning their series 3-1 and punched their ticket to the 2024 WLA Finals. On August 13th, New West survived Victoria 9-8 at Queen's Park Arena to tie their best-of-five series at 2 games apiece. On August 15th, Victoria bested New West 11-8 at the Q Center in Colwood as the Shamrocks punched their tickets to the 2024 WLA Finals, which will start tomorrow night.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release. Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029 when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP may kick in and continue until 2034, for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. On August 10th, the SPS tweeted that some applicants were scheduled to write the ETHOS exam. For both on August 10th and 11th, one part to become a recruit constable. On August 12th, the SPS started its first-ever soccer camp at Hijorth Turffield, which was sold out according to the SPS website, just west of Guildford Town Center in North Surrey, according to the Google map. According to the SPS Twitter, 70 kids participated, with participation from the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski, Surrey Fire, Surrey Crime Prevention, ICBC, and the Lower Mainland Integrated Police Dog Service. On August 13th, the SPS tweeted that it will be at the PNE Fair this weekend, which is PNE's opening weekend, for people interested in policing careers. August 13th was also the second day of the SPS soccer camp, where the gang enforcement team dropped by. On August 15th, the SPS tweeted that they are looking for a detective constable for its special investigative section. On August 15th, DSPS surgeon Mike Grandia tweeted that the first SPS soccer camp wrapped up, where various SPS partners participated with kits such as the Surrey Crime Prevention Society, Surrey Fire, SPS Volunteers, and Guildford Soccer Club, retweeted by DSPS, which is slated to become Surrey's POJ on November 19th, 2024.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Welcome back. Since the Computer 2 tandem has been knocked out, so I have to use Computer 1. I will play the seventh act. Just a minute, please. Sorry for this inconvenience, which was totally unexpected. Here is D-Orbit's Retro Gradient with the title track. We'll be right back. thank you for listening to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, before 4, it's Aaron West and the Roaring Twenties in lieu of flowers. Here is Smoking Rooms.
Feels like shit to be alone again. The majestic views of these run-down green rooms. All the grime and mildew. Bad graffiti on the cold cement. In the back.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.